The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Get this morning started, baby. Good morning, good morning. That's Gattulo music. Jersey Joe with Frankie Five Boroughs. Smokestack Gattulo. You never know when he's going to blow. And Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer. You're very humble, very grateful. We so appreciate you joining us, gathering around this virtual kitchen table. I'm looking through this IG report here of the FBI's handling of the Clinton investigation, and I'll give you the bullet points, and then I'm gonna revisit this a couple times this morning as we go into it, because I'm fired up about it. I know you are. Lionel will join us, and we have fun with Lionel. You know, he's a great media personality, but very, very smart man. Former prosecutor, knows his stuff. You don't want to miss Lionel coming up in about 15 minutes, right? Gary Goldberg's going to join us this hour, too, tell you about your money. Jeffrey Lyons, tell you what films you might want to see. Mr. Mike Gallagher will give us a preview of what's coming up with the great Gallagher at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Jerry Camerata is an author and educator, family leave pioneer, author of the new book, The Fun Book of Fatherhood, please. And it's Father's Day weekend, so we'll be talking to Dr. Jerry. And Fred, our man Fred. You don't want to miss Fred, but he's becoming a great personality in his own right here on Piscopo in the Morning. He's a Fred Cacace of Michaels of Brooklyn. So I'm looking at the report, and Frankie and I went into it, and I said, Frankie, what do we got? So Frankie sent me some notes on this, and we went into this in depth. It's a 500-page report. And the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Inspector General, the OIG, released a 500-page report. You're hearing it all over the news, detailing the results of a long-running inquiry into whether the FBI, led by James Comey, acted inappropriately leading up to the 2016 election with its handling of the Hillary email investigation. You know, did we need to spend the money on it? Did you and I knew exactly when Mr. Comey stepped up? It's a family. We're a family in the United States of America. I will watch your back. You will watch our back. Law enforcement is part of this great mosaic, this great family that is the United States of America. We will support our law enforcement. That's the tenor we like to take on this radio show. We're family. I don't want to hear anything bad about the FBI. I don't want to hear anything about law enforcement. I don't want to hear any quote unquote bad cop stories. I just don't want to hear it, because if you concentrate on all the good that law enforcement is doing, if you took these few people that mishandled this Clinton situation through Director Comey at the time, if you took all the good things, all the lives lost, all the lives sacrificed, the time sacrificed away from family within the Federal Bureau of Investigation that the rank and file does for us, you and me, citizens of the United States, around the world, every single day, it would just shine in comparison to what you're seeing from this IG report. So I hesitate to even tell you about it, but it's all over the news. So we have to report it, you know, but not to take away the stellar work of law enforcement across the world and certainly across the United States of America within the FBI. And I was with them yesterday, and I'll tell you all about that again. We had such a great time, and I was so proud to be there. But here, just the bullet points on this IG report. Foreign actors admittedly gain access to Hillary's emails. We knew that, right? Did you know? Lynch's staff, this is almost comical. Loretta Lynch's staff knew immediately the tarmac meeting was quote-unquote problematic when Bill Clinton stepped on the plane. Really? Was it problematic? I mean, it's good that we spent the money on that, because you and I, we had no idea. We thought it was fine. that Bill Clinton goes on Loretta Lynch's plane. Oh, mommy, if that was during the Trump administration, forget about it. They'd still be investigating it. They would talk about everything. Oh, Comey's solo announcement was an unjustified usurpation of authority. The OIG was clear that Comey's decision was a departure from the longstanding department practice to publicly announce anything. You know, the public announcement, the FBI's, the fact that Comey did a press conference, don't you have to check with somebody before you do a press conference if you're the head of the FBI? And that's right. It was wrong that he did that. But, you know, the only thing is they're saying I think they're just giving him a slap on the hand. They said he was insubordinate. I don't know if there wasn't any criminal action here. Comey may have violated regulations by going after this, doing the press conference, you know, and going after this by deciding not to consult with the mid-year prosecutors about their assessment of the department's historical approach to an interpretation of the gross negligence statute or their assessment of the evidence under the applicable legal standard. Comey lost the opportunity to hear the views of the career prosecutors responsible for prosecuting violations of the mishandling statutes. He just went on his own. It was a rogue guy. Most rank-and-file FBI agents thought, here's another point, quote-unquote, if I did this, I'd be prosecuted. Indeed, you would. The Wiener investigation case, that agent in charge of the Wiener investigation was concerned by how slowly that investigation was moving. Of course, you knew all these things. You knew all these things. Look at this. Comey used different standards for Clinton email probe than for Clinton Foundation or Russia investigation. Comey wrongly acted with the election in mind. It's saying all this. Is this not illegal? I mean, it's like ridiculous. But having said all that and reading all of this, and we'll get into it in detail. Lionel will break it down for us. I had the privilege of being before the members of the FBI and law enforcement yesterday. Down in Princeton, they had this Mid-Atlantic law enforcement executives were there, and directors from the offices of Philly and New York and Newark were there, and a lot of police chiefs were there, and a lot of investigators were there, and all of law enforcement was there, the men and women. And we went up and went to everyone, to a man, to a woman, shook their hand. We took pictures. And then they put me up in front, and I said, from my heart to law enforcement, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. We got your back. Because I know from my audience on the radio every morning that we care what you do as law enforcement and what you're going to see in this IG report. And they've been locked down for almost a week now in these seminars and in these meetings, so they really weren't aware of what was going on. And so you're going to see some stuff come out tomorrow. It's good, and what you're going to see tonight, this was yesterday, it's going to look very, very bad for the FBI. We support you. Thank you for what you're doing. Because you and I can't figure out you and I could never figure out how tough it is. And especially if you're in a foreign country somewhere and you're working for the FBI and you're running down these terrorists, you don't know. And then it's so politically correct in law enforcement, in my opinion, they handcuff our law enforcement officials. The political correctness of the last 8 years, the mismanagement, the bungling of the 8 years prior to Barack Obama, it's a wonder law enforcement's getting anything done. They're handcuffed. You can't say this. You can't do this. Oh, don't. You can't profile like that. Well, yes, you can. Yes, you can profile. You're a cop. You know in your instinct. If you see something, you'll know if it's askew, if it's wrong, if it's illegal. As an Italian-American, I said this in front of all the cops yesterday, the FBI. I'm an Italian-American. If I'm in the neighborhood, and then there's a lot of organized crime going around, And someone walks up to me from the FBI and goes, hey, you're not dealing with any of these guys, are you? Oh, my. If you did that today, there'd be a lawsuit. You could sue that person who came up to you from the FBI. You could go and you could be on television and you're going to be the racist. Nah, you know, as Italians, you know what we did? Yeah. No, I'm not dealing with these guys, sir, ma'am. I'm not dealing with those guys. And by the way, do me a favor. Shut them down because they're making us all look bad. But you can't do that anymore. The way Rudy Giuliani shut down the mob as U.S. attorney in New York, the way he shut down the mob, we applauded it as Italian Americans. It's gotten way out of hand. You and I are going to stay on track. We're not going to let any of this nonsense, and I'm being kind in my language, this nonsense that comes out, spend all that money. And let me take you to this. The Russia probe, right now, there should be someone, and it should be Bob Mueller, to step up and go, you know what, this is all getting out of hand. That's what I want to hear from Mueller. This is all getting out of hand. That we got nothing. I got nothing. I'm not going to ruin certain lives for offshore investment. I'm not going to, because then one investment, I'm not going to go after Michael Cohen. You know what? We got nothing, and I'm sorry. And I can't take this country down this path. Onward and forward. Godspeed, Mr. President. Let's bring peace around the world. Keep the economy great. Let's support law enforcement. But these witch hunts are ridiculous. It's time. It just dilutes anything that any federal office is trying to do. The Department of Justice. And I have to tell you this. When I see this, and I see the way Comey mishandled this, right, Anna, and making the rank and file FBI look bad, then I see this Attorney General in New York, you know, Underwood, this Attorney General suing the Trump Foundation. Suing the Trump Foundation. They haven't gotten it. Oh, they haven't even gotten it after the Hillary's Foundation, the Clinton Foundation. What about that? They let that go. Now, this is such a political witch hunt. It's right along the lines of the Russia probe. This Russia collusion. Don't get me started. It's wrong. It's all wrong. It's all for political purposes. And someone's got to step up. The president can't even do it anymore because, oh, no, he's Donald Trump. He can't say this. He's going to tweet something out. Who is there anybody? We try to make common sense on the show. It's all a witch hunt. Everything is this is a witch hunt. Now, New York State Attorney General sues the Trump Foundation. I want to know. And you can help me out, 877-970-2999. Lionel may very well have the answer. Who gives this Barbara Underwood, by the way, respectfully, to the new attorney general in the state of New York following this fiasco called the Schneiderman? You could see from the body language, I could see on camera, I could see this attorney general, this Barbara Underwood, she is so out of her league. Forgive me, out of her league. She looks nervous. She looks... you could tell in a minute she's going after the Trump admit. This was a directive by somebody. I want to know who gave her marching orders, because that's not her. I'm telling you right now. And Governor Cuomo's too smart to go directly to her and say, I want you to take out Trump. I don't think Governor Cuomo he's too smart at this point, especially with all eyes on Albany. Who gives her the marching order? All these political witch hunts, it's got to just stop. Let's get to the heart of the matter. And let's just trying to move the country along in the most positive of ways. 17 after 7:17 with Piscopo in the morning. Hey, Frankie, did you go to the Dan Donovan debate yesterday?
I did. Oh. It was New York One. It was at the College of Staten Island, but it was broadcast on New York One. I thought it was a good debate. I thought obviously I'm for Donovan, but I thought both candidates handled themselves well. I think though, honestly, Joe, in a race like this, yes, everyone's got their mind made up already, so I suspect that very few minds were changed. And in a race like that, what you have to do is avoid any major gaffes, and both of them did that. At this point, I think the only real mission is who can get all their voters out on June 26th. So it's a pullout operation at this point.
Yeah, isn't that something? Well, we'll be there. There is a rally for Dan Donovan that Rudy Giuliani is the star there tomorrow. And I believe Congressman King will be there. Joe Borelli is going to be there. You going to be there, Frankie?
Absolutely. Would not miss it for the world.
Great. At the Hilton in Staten Island, and I'll be the master of ceremonies there. You know, I just know, and listen, we open these airwaves to anybody. You want to come on, you're running for office. We like to open up to everybody. We really do, because we understand if you feel one way or the other. I'm objective in that regard. You got these 50,000 watts and streaming around the country. But I know good people when I see them, and I always like Dan Donovan, such a good guy, such a good father, you know, and Serena, the family is beautiful. He's a great guy. He comes to my shows. So the least I could do is MC his rally, right, Frankie? Fabros,
I think that's very nice. I think you nailed it, Joe. Watching the debate yesterday, I was struck by how issue after issue, whether it's taxes, whether it's the Obamacare, whether it's the opioid epidemic, they were there at least in last night's debate. There didn't really seem to be many substantive differences on the issues.
So interesting.
Exactly what you just mentioned. It's character, right? So at some point, character has to matter. You have one guy who basically he's led his entire adult life as a Boy Scout, putting, you know, bad guys in jail, always doing the right thing, being an independent person, even when it was tough. When the Eric Garner case was getting all this attention, he was being criticized and being protested by Black Lives Matter, called out by Al Sharpton. He had the courage of his convictions when, you know, one of his political mentors' grandson was arrested for assault, and he could have very easily gone in the tank for that case and done the easy thing politically. He took the tougher road politically. And then you have another guy who lied under oath, who wants to talk about taxes but went to federal prison for not paying taxes, wants to talk about immigration but had no problem hiring illegal immigrants. You have one guy who his career is defined by honesty and integrity, and the other guy who everything he's ever done has been a lie. So I think it's really a very, very clear choice for that issue, the character issue.
Yeah, thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs, and we'll be there tomorrow at the Hilton about 12 noon, I guess it starts, Frank, right? And,
yeah,
Al, it's the old neighborhood. You coming back? You going to join us, Albert?
No. I mean, I might. Come on. I might, but I don't know. It depends. My wife's haircut, what time it finishes.
Listen, you believe this guy, Frankie? Yeah.
I do believe
it's
this guy.
It's my wife's haircut. Yeah. It's my wife's hair. I had to take my wife their haircut.
Yeah. Well, she don't drive to Staten Island, so, you know. I have, to take.
You are so good.
Well, Joe's getting a car from New Jersey.
Yeah, no.
Oh, please.
No.
And you know what? I want to talk to Lionel, but I got to tell you, Albert, remind me to chat with you about how I went over looking for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Hoboken. Mm. They GPS. And to your point, Al Gattula,
right.
You are so right. Next time, look, if someone asks me to be somewhere, it's gonna just be send a driver.
Hoboken's not that big.
No, believe me. I went there and the GPS took me all over to Jersey City, and they say this happens all the time. I just need somebody to take me there. And I
close up Hoboken.
So That's it. No. And then I'm driving around, and then I drove all the way down for the police. Next time I'm giving them your number, Al Gattula.
No.
And you could just say nope. Joe needs a driver. Yeah, right,
no.
Debbie? I need a little somebody. Somebody.
I'm just laughing. Hoboken's like one square mile.
Right.
I could just see you driving around in circles in Hoboken.
You have arrived at your destination in Newark. What?
Did GPS take me to, it was Jefferson Avenue, and it took me, and so I got on the phone with
the Jefferson. I know where it is.
So, and it goes to Jersey City, and it's like, so I'm not thinking. I'm doing a million things. I'm on the phone. I'm following my GPS religiously.
So you're Jersey City.
So they go, Joe, this happens all the time. And then I said, look, do you mind? What we're going to do when we go to Dino and Harry's, guys, what we're going to do, we'll stop by the Boys and Girls. I'll stop by the Boys and Girls. So just sit there. And then we'll go to Dino and Harry's right there in Hoboken. But I'll tell you, it was crazy because I had to get down to Princeton because I was on a hard clock, you know, so I had to get out of there.
Oh, wow.
Only me. I'm trying to do it all day.
That guy would have gotten you to Hoboken without a problem. Yeah.
Al's got a crush. You got a man crush there.
Yeah, he does. I like how Al's bringing
That guy was hot.
Was he? Well, why don't you get his picture?
No, that's creepy.
You guys could take a selfie, the three of you.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Send it over. I'll check you guys out.
The guy was really like 6'6".
Wow. 6 feet.
Now we're really exaggerating. He was Paul Bunyan walking around. Yeah, okay.
And the axe on his shoulder. Oh, yeah.
Wow, really manly, huh?
Lionel coming up momentarily. Debbie's on the road. We're 7:23 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's go to 9A southbound, getting into Dana Road down into Hawthorne. Watch out for an accident here as you head down through Westchester County. Also seeing some delays on the Bronx River Parkway southbound at Bronx River Road into Yonkers. A stalled car in the way over there. Some volume on the eastbound Gowanus up by the Prospect. Accident blocking lane. It's still kind of busy on the southbound Harlem River Drive into the 120s at earlier motorcycle accident that was finally cleared away. Now, alternate side parking rules suspended for today and tomorrow for religious observance. Metered parking rules in effect. 80 West exit 55 into Totowa. Watch for a collision inbound GWB 30, Lincoln 25, Holland about 20 minutes in. Partly cloudy today with a high of 77. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, AT&T has completed its merger with Time Warner Inc. The Wall Street Journal says AT&T closed the $81 billion deal, even though the Justice Department hasn't decided whether to appeal the court decision that allowed it. The two companies had set a June 20th deadline for the merger. The government is reserving the right to appeal the merger and break up the two companies later. Online crafts company Etsy is raising prices starting July 16th. The transaction fee a seller pays will go up from 3.5% to 5%, and sellers will also pay a 5% fee on shipping costs. Etsy is also raising its forecast for the year. It's optimistic about its business. Etsy says it will use the money from the fees to improve the company. The Dow is down 25 Thursday, NASDAQ up 65, S&P up 6. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. So my good friends at Route 22 Toyota, they were there at Hoboken. Iggy and Iris and Angelica and the great folks from Bram Auto Group were there to help out the kids. And I'm driving around aimlessly on my way to see the FBI and the New Jersey State Troopers. It was like, so I apologize to my friends at Route 22 Toyota for not showing up yesterday in Hoboken. We will take a rain check on that. But I did have previous engagements. I thought it was June, too. It's like, it was like, it's just been so busy. But how much do you love Route 22 Toyota? That they actually go out and they go to the Boys and Girls Clubs. They show up at the different Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey to help the children. This is a stellar group of individuals, starting with Iggy Giuffre, the head of Route 22 Toyota. I spoke at length with Iggy. He goes, Joe, you got to get to Iggy's buddy. I've become such good friends with Iggy. He goes, Joe, no, you got to get down. You got the FBI there? You know, don't mess. Just get down there and go address the folks down there, and we'll get together another time, and I look forward to that. But not only do they help out the kids, they help you out. Through me on the show, I'm able to tell you that if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, I love this. This is from Alex Kinsella. This was Alex's idea. He's the general manager at Route 22 Toyota, right? 0% APR financing. You know, I tell you all that. Up to 72 months for qualified buyers he can give you, you know. Now, the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. All European models excluded. 855-621-9949. I'll give you the 735. Hey, I'm generous. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change and free filter from our friends at Route 22 Toyota. This is a great group. They are part of this family, and we are proud to have Route 22 Toyota as part of the Piscopo family on the radio every morning. 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes, Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
729 with Jersey Joe on the radio. I have immense respect and love for this person that I wanted to put on the air right now. It's Anthony Pope. Anthony Pope was a cop at 19 years old in Newark, New Jersey. Went to law school and now is one of the most in-demand, best attorneys in the country. A brilliant, brilliant legal mind. I'm not just saying that because he's my buddy. But the fact that he knows law enforcement, appreciates law enforcement, I wanted to get Anthony Pope's take on this IG report. Anthony's our legal analyst here on AM 970 The Answer. Anthony, I know you're very, very busy this morning, but I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, happy to be here, pal.
So, and I got to tell you straight up to my dear friend Anthony, you know, I was with the FBI yesterday. We were the special agents in charge in Newark and Philly and New York and all of the New Jersey State Troopers. And you, as a former Newark cop at a very young age, I just wanted to make a comment how stellar our law enforcement community is. Before we get into this report, I know you feel the same way, sir.
Absolutely, Joe. Absolutely.
So, and it doesn't seem like it's all a political witch hunt anymore. What is your take on this whole IG report, Anthony?
Well, I think first and foremost, it validates Donald Trump, President Trump's position on firing Comey. I mean, Comey was clearly insubordinate, and I think that's being kind with the word insubordinate. So there's no question about that. So maybe this man who has done nothing but embarrass the FBI and bring shame upon them, maybe he'll stop talking finally and just go into the weeds somewhere and just really, seriously, because the point is he was insubordinate. He acted not just like the FBI director. He acted as the attorney general. I mean, he was just taking a position that was so self-serving. His ego, it was all ego-driven.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just wrong. It's just wrong. The history of the FBI is so incredible, and it's the top agency in our country, and everybody looks to that agency to believe that they're objective, they're fair, they do it by the book, by the rules.
Yeah.
And this guy has really shamed them and hurt them, and it's going to take a while to recover from that. You got people like, you know, Peter Strunk, that FBI agent. Why is he not incarcerated? Why has he not been indicted yet? I mean, this guy has really committed misconduct at a crazy level. And for him and to have counsel his girlfriend talking about their efforts to stymie President Trump being elected, anybody, I don't care whether it's President Trump or Hillary Clinton,
yeah,
it doesn't matter
yeah.
who it was.
Well, yeah.
you can't take sides against political candidates as the FBI and want to make a decision as to who you think should be president. I mean, that's third world country stuff. So, I mean, it was a scathing report, and I think that the inspector general was actually probably a little kind in some of his words, but there's a lot of people that should be taken to task after
but
this report.
As a criminal defense attorney, Anthony Pope, I mean, should Comey be on trial somewhere? Should they go after these
people?
Well,
I think Strunk, certainly. I mean, I think he really committed misconduct. Now, whether or not it rises to the level of misconduct on Comey, I don't know. I haven't read it that thoroughly, but it's clear that he was absolutely insubordinate, and I think it validates the position of firing him. You know, that's clear. That's clear from that. Where it goes beyond this, I think certainly there are a couple people who I mentioned that should absolutely be taken to task for this.
Anthony Pope, say you're in a federal courtroom, and you have the case, and you take the case. Now, you send one of your folks, one of your team, your formidable team in the Pope Law Firm, you send them out. All of a sudden, a member of your team has a press conference without checking with you. I mean, how does this happen?
I would fire the person.
Yeah, well, there is.
But that's a little different because it's a private entity, and
yeah,
there's no violation of law. This guy is sworn FBI director, and he's sworn to do the right thing. And he had a very simple course, just like the inspector general said. You could either follow the protocol or not have followed the protocol, because he keeps coming out on the air and looking for sympathy. Well, I was in such a terrible position, I didn't know what to do. No, you knew exactly what to do. You filed followed the protocol of the FBI, and you don't deviate from that. So, you know, that's crazy that they keep putting him on the air and dignifying that type of response. It's not worthy of any dignification of believing this man as FBI director. It's simple. You follow the course and the protocol as the FBI director. It's the end of it. There's no reason to talk about it any further. You violated it. And the president was right in firing him.
And don't you think that this dilutes when you see something like this happening? And then I want to hear your take on this New York State Attorney General suing the Trump Foundation. Doesn't, when you see this happening and you see how wrong it is, doesn't it dilute the Department of Justice? Doesn't it dilute the U.S. attorneys who are going after the real criminals? It's going to be now. And doesn't this, and this is my question, Anthony Pope, to you, if I may, what the Attorney General Underwood is doing, going after the Trump administration, this seems to me completely bogus. What are your feelings, sir?
It certainly appears to be on its face. It certainly appears to be just another effort and an attempt to hurt President Trump. You know, listen, I don't care what your politics are. I've been an independent voter for 30 years. But I have never seen people hate somebody so much in politics who has a record of doing good things so far. Now, you could criticize certain things. You could certainly take an issue that you don't like the way certain things were handled. But he did something extraordinary with North Korea, and there was very little praise. And as a matter of fact, the former vice president, Biden, comes out and says, well, the North Koreans got the better end of this. Can you explain to me what the man's talking about? I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, it doesn't matter what he does. He's never going to be complimented or said, yeah, that's a good move by the mainstream liberal media. They're just not capable of doing that. And, you know, to your point about, you know, how it takes the FBI down, how it – you know, what's more important is, what do we do with our young people out there? What do I do with young lawyers if I'm lecturing them about ethics and conflict of interest? And they look at me and go, well, was Loretta Lynch – violating the conflict of interest when she met with the president on the aircraft when the agency was investigating her wife, his wife, who was running for president? If the top person doesn't follow the rules, how do you expect the people, you know, the subordinates to do the right thing? So it just really puts a taint over our agencies, our credibility, and the average person is just saying, man, there ain't nothing on the level anymore. Nothing's on the level. If this is what the FBI will do, nothing is on the level. And that really hurts, Joe. That really hurts. Everybody who goes out there every morning, does it by the rules, wants to be ethical, wants to do the right thing. These people have shamed us. Yeah, they have shamed us, man. It's just terrible. And the mainstream media is not addressing it. They just don't care. There's like a psychosis out there with President Trump. And they want him to fail at – they don't care. They would rather see this country brought to his knees than compliment the president of the United States. Maybe you could explain that one to me, because I am just beside myself at this point. It's craziness.
Yeah, it really is. We're trying to make sense of it. We appreciate it. And, hey, Anthony, happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
And, yes, Joe, happy Father's Day to you, and happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you, man, and we'll see you soon. We'll hang. We're way overdue for a hang, Anthony
Pope.
Anthony, your legal brilliance, always appreciated on this program, my friend. God bless you. Happy Father's Day, Anthony. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, man. That's Anthony Pope right there. He's our legal analyst on AM 970, The Answer. 7:37 with Piscopo in the morning. Hey, Jeffrey Lyons is around. Gary Goldberg is here, Mike Gallagher, Dr. Jerry Camerati's got that new book, The Fun Book of Fatherhood, and Fred from Michael's of Brooklyn. You don't want to miss Fred. Fred's becoming a huge star in his own right in the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, speaking of huge stars, Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news right now on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
64 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on in Elizabeth. Man is facing charges for stealing thousands of dollars from his employers while working the night shift. The Union County Prosecutor's Office reported yesterday that Mario Rocha has been arrested for allegedly stealing more than $100,000 a year from a BP gas station in Elizabeth on an annual basis for 3 years straight, netting more than $300,000. Rocha is reported to have played with the computers on gas pumps to hide some sales, allowing him to pocket hundreds of bucks daily on the sly. If convicted, he could get 5 to 10 years in state prison. The first big debate between incumbent Congressman Dan Donovan and challenger Michael Grimm in the books. The two sparred on a number of issues Thursday night, including taxes, immigration, and health care during the debate held at the College of Staten Island. Grimm is hoping to regain his old seat, which he lost following his conviction on fraud and tax evasion charges in 2015. Donovan has held the seat since then. Following a special election, has the backing of President Trump. The GOP primary is on June 26th. In sports, Gleyber Torres capped a four-run fifth inning, a three-run homer as the Yankees beat the Rays 4-3. Jason Vargas was out-dueled by Matt Cook. Mets doubled up by the Diamondbacks 6-3. The Amazons, they've dropped three straight in 11 of their last 12. In sports, sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores, you gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. 9A southbound into Dana Road, getting down into Valhalla. Watch out for an accident. 684 southbound into exit 6 down toward Katona. Accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is slowing down. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 30, Holland about 15 to 20. 80 West exit 55 out in Totowa. That's an accident. 287 north, right at Route 78. A collision there as well. Traffic building eastbound Gowanus up by the Prospect, but an accident there was cleared. Harlem River Drive southbound still moving slowly down toward the 120s with a motorcycle accident out of the way. And alternate side parking rules are suspended citywide for religious observance. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Partly cloudy today, high of 77. Sunny tomorrow, high of 85. Partly cloudy for Father's Day and Joe's birthday with a high of 88 on Sunday. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Daily News investigative reporter Greg B. Smith about NYCHA's mismanagement of New York City's public housing. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
7:42 with Joe on the radio. Cherry Lane Theater proudly presents First Love, starring Academy Award nominee Michael O'Keefe. Angelina Fiordalisi and Taylor Harvey are also in this great, great play that everybody's talking about, by the way. Through the eyes of the celebrated playwright Charles Mee, First Love follows a couple in their 60s, excuse me, as they meet and fall in love for the first time in their lives, right? They yearn to grow closer, but They will sabotage their will they sabotage their chance for love? Hey man, if you're older and you're falling, is there love? There is hope, and you can watch First Love, and you will see the hope under the direction of Kim Wilde. The First Love is playing a very limited engagement through July 8th at the historic Cherry Lane Theater in New York City. It will only be around through July 8th. Sometimes in your life, you just get one chance, so don't miss yours. First Love at Cherry Lane Theater will only be around for a short while, so get your First Love tickets today at cherrylanetheater.org. That's cherrylanetheater.org.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy... .com Studios.
Sponsored by Gary Goldberg Financial Services, Inc.
7:44 with Piscopo in the morning. Gary Goldberg, certified financial planner, wealth management strategist, is always a guest on Friday. And we welcome Gary this morning. Hi, Gary. How you doing, buddy?
And happy birthday to you coming up, huh?
Yeah, unbelievable. Father's Day. I was born on Father's Day 100 years ago, roughly, and now it comes around every so often, so it's Father's Day birthday weekend, so I'm all excited about it, you know?
Lose out on gift. That's what it is. You lose out on one gift.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They can compromise. Yeah, this is a Father's Day birthday gift, Dad. How you doing? Hey, Gary, so what are you doing for Father's Day?
We are having a barbecue. Three of my grandsons are coming up, and my wife and daughter and son-in-law. We're going to have a great day, so looking forward to it.
It is. Hey, Gary, how important are quarterly forecasts from companies for investors to pay attention to, please?
I wish they would do away with them. I think they're silly to have because companies can fiddle around with their quarterly numbers. They can't fiddle around with their annual numbers so easily. Suppose you are forecasting a certain number for the quarter, and you're coming up short. Well, what you do is you increase your revenues very quickly by accelerating certain things, and then it looks good for Wall Street. But that's not the way investors should be investing. Look at the longer term. Do you want to own this company? And that's really the thing to focus on. The stock market, Joe, is not a casino. And I think if you have these quarterly earnings situations, it makes it more of a casino kind of an environment.
Well, that's well said. What happens when a company doesn't meet their expectations, Gary? I mean, how should investors react?
They get beaten up on a short-term basis. I look at that as a buying opportunity. If, let's say, Apple or Amazon or any of those companies miss their quarterly number, they're going to get hit in the stock market. The stock will come down, but smart investors look for those opportunities, and then you jump in. I want to just focus for a moment on a fear that people have, Joe, and that is people stay out of the market because they feel like it's a casino. Well, in two ways, it is like a casino. Short term, it's unpredictable, the market. Long term, the results are almost a certainty. What I mean is casinos, and just go to Las Vegas, and you've been there, and Atlantic City, casinos have a 7% edge over the gamble.
Yeah.
Just look at what Steve Wynn has built. They know they're going to make 7% over a long period of time. That means gamblers lose 7%. In the stock market, the market averages over the last few decades about 10%. So the stock market, investors have the edge, not the house. And I want people to understand when they're getting dividends and when they're getting these stock buybacks from companies, that helps them make money. Don't be afraid. The stock market is not gambling over a longer period of time. And I think that's an important message.
Gary Goldberg, he is the man. Are you excited about the new China tariffs, Gary?
Oh, gosh. There are more things to be excited about. I am not a fan of tariffs. When you get in the schoolyard and you threaten this bully and that bully and all that, nobody wins. And I think that what's going to happen is this will work its way out. It already has to a degree, and the stock market has absorbed it. It focuses on other things at this point. But there's always something every day, whether it's tariffs, whether it's tax reform, or whether it's Italy's problems or the Federal Reserve raising rates. Any investor who's trying to do this on their own should have their head examined.
Yeah,
there are so many things. I've been helping people for four decades, and I must tell you, it's exciting for a money manager because there are opportunities that develop. And we've been doing this since 1972.
It made me think of my Uncle Ben, who played the market, and when he retired, rest his soul, brilliant. He was like a Mensa. I always talk about Uncle Ben, chemical engineer. He had a Mensa intelligence. And so he used to have to every single day. He would be, you know, going over the reports, the stock reports. It's a full-time job. And Uncle Ben, he was the only regular guy that wasn't a financial planner that understood that. And you're absolutely right. It's best to call Gary Goldberg if you're interested because, you know, it is. It's a talent. It's an instinct. And when you talk about the algorithms and the computer algorithms, that's a dangerous – that could mislead you. So, Gary, where can we find you, sir?
You can call me, and I'll return the phone call, 1-800-377-5757, 1-800-377-5757. I will be in the office all day today, Monday, Tuesday. I love working. We have 58 people in the firm, 8 offices, and we're very happy to meet with anybody, but I'll return the call when it's made.
Gary Goldberg. Love you, Gary, and happy Father's Day, my friend.
To you, too, and happy birthday, Joe. Be well.
Thank you. Gary Goldberg right there, 749. Debbie's on the roads for you, Debbie. You stock market person, Debbie?
You know what? I have my 401k, and I have, I send money into these little investments, and I just let them handle it because I have no clue. So I let the experts handle it like Gary, and I'm like, you know. Tell me what to do, and I'll listen because, you know, that's why they have experts for that type of thing, right?
I'm so down with that. Totally. Hey, 749, Debbie's on the roads for you. It's a Friday. I don't even want to ask Debbie Duhaim. How are we doing out there this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. If you're heading to the eastbound Gowanus, it's still pretty solid getting up toward the Prospect. Accident was cleared. Cross Island southbound, that's slowing down into the LIE. LIE westbound, a lot of volume still out through Casino Boulevard and in toward Woodhaven Boulevard. We're still seeing some slowdowns over on Sunrise Highway west at Broadway, getting out toward Massapequa with an accident over there as well. And it's stop and go on 9A southbound by Dana Road into Valhalla with a crash blocking a lane there. Over on 684 southbound, exit 6 into Katona, stop and go traffic with an accident off on the shoulder. The inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 30, Holland still 15 to 20. 80 West, exit 55, getting out toward Totowa. Watch out for an accident there. And over on 287 North, right by Route 78, it's a collision still blocking one lane. Buses and subways running on or close to schedule. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
TGIF, listen, the weather is going to be fantastic this weekend. You definitely want to take advantage of it. Get out there, get to the beach, the boardwalk, walk. Do something. Do some kind of exercise. Believe me, exercise has helped me. But you know what else has helped me since I've had all my health scares with cancer? I'll tell you, Calitrin, a 90-day supply of Calitrin. Toploss.com. Go on the site. You can lose weight. You can have more energy and feel great with Calitrin. There's no drugs. There's no stimulants. It's all natural. It is so simple to use. The website will answer all of your questions at toploss.com, or give them a call at 1-800-325-4366. They will answer any question that you have. It is so simple to use. I take it before bedtime, works on you while you're sleeping, and helps give you back what you need. But give Calitrin a call right now, 1-800-325-4366. You're going to get free shipping on your first order, and if you use the promo code AL, you're going to get 10% off. That's 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off.
You could call them Al, 753 with Joe on the radio. By now, you heard us talking about Danino's Pizza. Oh, it's the best. Born and raised on Staten Island, owner Mike Burke and his family, they have asked us to extend to you an invitation to come to Danino's. Everybody in Staten Island knows. You know, Danino's has been a landmark on Staten Island since 1937, but they have also been bringing great thin crust pizza to Jersey for many years. How did I find out about Danino's? You know, even before Frankie Fibros told me, I went down to Brick, and I was down there, and I said, what's Danino's? And I met Mike Burke down there, owner Mike Burke. They made me the best pie, and I am really, really picky on my pizza. And you know, you've heard me talk about Bloomfield Avenue. Back in the day, it's a little place I used to go to, and they used to make it exactly the way Danino's makes it now. It's an art form to make it the way Danino's does. Very tough to find a good thin crust pie. Danino's is the best. By the way, they're in Aberdeen as well. All fresh ingredients, all the time, delicious thin crust pizza, made the same way it was made 60 years ago. You got to check out Danino's M.O.R. pie, meatballs, fresh onions, and ragata, right? Danino's classic cheese pie. How about the garbage pie, Alba? Albert loves that. Prepared with homemade sausage, meatballs, the pepperoni, mushrooms, onions. Amazing. Danino's, man. I tell you, you got to check this out. And we had such a good time at Danino's in Greenwich Village on McDougal. Oh, great restaurant. And Mike Burke does such a great job. You're going to love Danino's. We ask you to check it out by going to Danino's.com. This is your pizza. Danino's. D-E-N-I-N-O-S. Danino's.com. Get ready for the best pizza experience of your life. Danino's.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55 right now. Oh, look at this. My mom sent me a card. God bless you, son. There are a few things in life as precious as family, few people that bring you joy like a much-loved son. May your special day be just the beginning of a year that's blessed in every way. We are all very proud of you. Lots of love and God's blessings, Mom. And my mom, she remembers Daddy. It's very, very nice. Thank you, Mama. I love you. Thank you for my nice birthday card. Hey, we have a weather guy in for Joe Lumber because Joe's doing that marathon, man. He's doing like a 24-hour marathon this weekend. So John Woodward's sitting in for Joe this morning. Good morning, John. How you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you on this Friday morning?
Good. We're okay. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend for Father's Day.
Yeah, pretty nice weekend. Little on the warm side by Father's Day. We'll be temperatures climbing the next few days. We'll be in the upper 80s and more humid on Sunday for Father's Day. But it will be dry, plenty of sunshine, but certainly feeling more like summer as we move through the weekend.
All right. So, and the rest of the day, pretty sunny on this Friday, correct?
Yeah, today's not bad. Sunshine, maybe some clouds this afternoon, but no big deal. 76 for the high, so not as warm as what we had yesterday. A little breezy as well, and another nice day tomorrow to start the weekend. Sunshine, warm, low humidity, highs in the lower 80s. So next couple of days here, very comfortable till the heat and humidity start cranking up.
We'll take it. John Wilbert, thank you so much. Well done. Well done. Sitting in for Joe Lundberg. Let me go to Selma real quick, guys, if I can, in Jersey. Selma, we got a couple seconds, but I wanted to get you on the air. How you doing, sweetheart? And boom.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. That's it. Turn the radio down. Be prepared to talk on the air.
Everybody out.
That's it.
Everybody out.
Where's that dreamy guy again in there?
But Selby, you can call back. They wait for a while, Al.
There's no guarantee that you're going to get on the air. So be prepared.
Big Al. What was that? What was the honeymoon episode where he goes, "Oh, hello, bunny." Remember, he goes, He goes, "Oh, blabbermouth." This is the blabbermouth episode.
Yeah, right.
You
right.
are a blabbermouth.
Right.
Blabbermouth. Right. And she gets mad. Alice gets mad, so she leaves. Right. And then he goes and makes the record. Ed Norton goes, "Yeah, make the record." Right. And he goes, "Hello, bunny. Bunny, this is old Buttercup." Remember that?
That's
and he starts like Norton goes, "What's so funny? Buttercup, you're
isn't that the same Buttercup.
Now you're a big tub of lard. Remember that?
Is that the same episode where they go to the fair? And he wears the sweater. No, it's not the Huckabuckle.
No, that's right. the ice skating. That's the ice skating.
Right.
You know, and then that's the one where I call you killer because you slay me.
And why I'm calling Bellevue because you're nuts.
Why do I remember every line from the Honeymooners? But you were a baby. Frankie, did you watch it? Did you get
absolutely.
It
would play every Mets rain delay.
That's right.
There were only 22 episodes or so.
Right.
So
yeah, 39. That's right. On the Dumont Network back in the day. Shot across from what is the Ed Sullivan Theater. Oh, my gosh. You know what? And still to this day, one of the greatest television shows ever. And if you're younger, you know, and you're listening with mom or grandma, you got to check out The Honeymooners. 7:58, Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Jeffrey Lyons as well. Radio Piscopo. Everybody out!
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two Broadway musicals heading to Brooklyn today for Broadway in the Burrows. It's a free lunchtime concert series that visits neighborhoods throughout New York City. Cast members from A Bronx Tale and Come From Away will perform at the Plaza in downtown Brooklyn. The summer series wraps up on July 27th at Soundview Park in the Bronx with SpongeBob SquarePants and Kinky Boots. At least three families of students in Paramus who were seriously injured in a school bus crash planning to sue their school for damages. Last month, the Eastbrook Middle School bus collided with a dump truck in Mount Olive, killing a teacher and student. This week, another lawsuit was filed. State has not yet charged the driver or the trucking company with a crime. In sports, Yankees beat the Rays 4-3. The Mets lost to the Diamondbacks 6-3. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.